The town of Brook Hollow stands watch over a ruined keep that was once a bastion of good in the realm. The keep overlooks the Shadow Rift, a dark scar in the world that was once a gateway to the Shadowfell, but has been dormant for many years. Now an evil cleric of Orcus, demon lord of the undead, seeks to reopen the gate, and the only thing standing in his way is a small yet determined band of heroes. Dungeons & Dragons, 4th edition. Keep on the Shadowfell. Redux. Noble Knight Games has been serving the needs of thousands of gamers worldwide since 1997. A huge selection of over 30,000 unique products, including discounts on most in-print games of up to 50% off or more. Noble Knight Games is the place for out-of-print RPGs, board games, war games, collectible card games, miniatures, and all things game-related. They ship worldwide and will purchase or trade your titles you no longer need, new, or used. Your satisfaction is guaranteed. Just visit www.noblenight.com or visit our website for direct access to thousands of new, out-of-print, and in some cases, one-of-a-kind items. Yes, you can use it.
Okay, but will I lose it if I get healed?
You won't be able to use it
when you're
healed. But, like, if you want to use it this turn...
You can.
Okay, right now, you can.
Yeah, because right now, you are bloodied.
I'm asking if I lose it, though. Do I lose
my bonus? The bonuses.
No. Afterwards.
Okay.
No, you have to be bloodied.
So the effect is until the end of the encounter.
Okay.
So it has nothing to do with... You can only use it if you are bloodied. Yes. You can only activate it when you're bloodied.
Okay, well,
these guys have got to be the most hideous bullywogs I've ever seen. They look like Jabba the Hutt with legs.
Well, that will be my minor.
They do.
Ooh, chicken sandwich.
With extra cheese.
Geez, a wonky Chewbacca.
Wonky Chewbacca.
Wonky Chewbacca.
16 hit his reflex.
Plus 5. Yes.
That's
against the warden.
Yeah, the death warden.
Yeah, that will hit his reflex.
The gray warden?
The gray warden, yeah.
That won't hit the Grey Warden. Actually, it'll hit him, but it's his armor will greatly reduce it to, like, 2 points.
Excuse me. Well, he only takes 4.
Damage is reduced by half. He's wearing good armor.
Dead.
Good.
All right, and then I will move.
He had 4 hit points.
Watch out. The frog might poke you.
Dead Warden.
Unless you free 5.
Oh, hey. Dead Warden.
No,
dead.
I'll take that.
Remove them from the list.
And the bullywug.
The mini can attack me.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Well, no, he can't because
he's still trying to pull his spear,
out.
He can attempt to attack me.
He could try an unarmed attack.
He could.
I just have this vision of him like having
he can
like this.
Fail in an unarmed attack.
Let him critically fail on the unarmed attack as well, so then his claws are stuck in the tree too.
It's like one of those bad.
No, actually they don't
like
even
the
have
blue pad.
Their only attack as a minion is a spear attack. So.
They don't have an unarmed attack?
Well, they can make a swing with an unarmed attack that most likely will
fail.
They're untrained in
anyway,
combat.
They everything has an unarmed attack, but
at least
he does take a swing at you, but he misses with his unarmed attack. All right.
That was
Belladonna. Liking him. That's Belladonna. Belda.
Belda.
Thank you, Michaels.
Why did you have to run away? I can't beat you now.
I'm helping the elf.
There's a man right in front of me that you can hit.
Half elf.
If I do not shift that, it does not invoke an attack of opportunity, does it?
You it's know. A move action, and you only shift. You shift one square without provoking.
Can I do that?
Yep.
Okay, excellent.
Wind wafting.
You feel all warm and fuzzy inside the circle.
That would be...
Maybe that's crazy.
15?
Versus...
AC.
That will hit him.
Excellent. That's 9 on damage, and you get a healing surge.
He is not bloodied yet. He's back to the first hit he's taken.
Okay. You're almost out, right? Hi, I'm punching bag.
27 hit points to somebody.
All right. That was on a 20.
Six.
Rogar on a 15.
You still bloody?
Oh my goodness, I can actually start using some abilities. There are people next to me.
Are you still bloodied?
Yes, I'm still bloodied.
What are you up to?
I've taken 15. At 13 is when I'm bloodied.
I'll be right back. Furious smash on the leader.
Strength versus fortitude.
13.
Don't you need to be adjacent to him?
No, he's got a
halberd.
Oh, that's right. I'm retarded.
That's
what is it, a
13? But he's got a flank, though, doesn't he?
Fortitude will miss him.
Doesn't he have a flank, though, because he's...
He is flanking, so that'd be 15? So that'd be a 15, which will hit him.
All right. He takes 4 points of damage. Nathan, you're going to have a +4 to hit and damage on him until your next...
Until the end of your next turn. Okay.
Aha! Watch me miss horribly.
Okay, if you roll a 2 now, mm-hmm. not only do you get your bonus, but you get that bonus too. You might hit.
So I'll have a +10, so I get a 12.
He's like, hey! Oh, and he gets his thing out this time.
Ah! Ha-ha!
Huh?
Everyone's gone.
Ha-ha! Ha! Ha! You had to get up next to the Kroger, didn't you? The Kroger takes a swipe at you with a 16 versus AC.
That is my AC.
So he hits you.
Oh, I forgot to add my points for
healing. I'm at 20 right now.
He does a mighty 7 points of damage.
Still, he'll still hit me if he swings.
I'm at a 16 right now.
Wow.
That's too much metal for one hand.
I think all the Den Wardens are dead, yes.
Thank goodness.
The Mudlord, who is in a very precarious spot.
Being flanked.
Being flanked, yes. He doesn't have anyone he can sacrifice in horrible, horrible ways.
Yes,
he has one minion.
One minion left to sacrifice in horrible, horrible ways.
True, but he needs to be closer.
Throw his axe.
I wouldn't complain if you used this attack on the minion.
Can't we use it, one of our own healing searches to heal someone else?
No.
No?
There might be powers that let you do that, but not normally.
Powers or feats, maybe.
Alright, he shifts over there, so he's not flanked or next to anybody. He's still only attacking.
Ah, kitty!
Does that recharge? No.
Yeah.
So he instead will just... Damn, that's...
Kick.
Alright. He does a fiery croak on...
That's enough damage to make your character die again.
On Belladonna. Does a 10 hit her reflex?
No.
Necessary sacrifices, damn you. Get over here so I can sacrifice you.
There goes. How many hit points you got?
Goes like this.
6.
Max. Total.
Max, 26.
And Iron
We're tied for squishiest.
You have 27,
renewing,
right?
You keep renewing your mark on him, so.
Man.
Of course I did.
He takes a swing at you. Nope, it wasn't a cop die. There we go. 23 versus AC.
That will hit.
I'm going to say that's an oddly shaped die.
6 points of damage.
That
he sounds much happier. Carry on a 9.
Okay. I am going to... Can I use a ranged attack on that guy that's standing next to me?
Yes.
I'm going to do that. I'm going to use a careful attack. And I'm going to use my...
Oh, Iron Tooth should have shifted. Oh, no, he didn't.
Who?
Iron Tooth.
My longbow.
Oh, well, I forgot. He's bad. He's caught up in a moment.
He's like, I must kill!
Bloodthirst.
I will eat more flesh!
9.
Versus reflex, I'm assuming.
Uh-huh.
That's going to miss the blood.
Okay.
The Mud Lord.
The
Let me triple check. Yes, that misses.
Okay.
Still twitchers left.
Unfortunately.
Twitchy make twitchersons.
We've been kind of ignoring them right now.
Todd, speak for yourself. I've been using them to heal everybody. I'm like, hey, look, you're convenient. Fun.
All right. Get a little so closer.
In order to heal people, you need life sacrifice
or
someone
else. I don't need to, but if I hit them, I get they get to spend a healing surge.
It's like blood magic.
Cariona?
Sacrifice someone else.
There's a 15 hit Cariona's AC.
I think your AC is a 16, isn't
my
it?
My AC is a 15.
Oh, that hits.
Wait. Yes, that is a 15. Take a mighty good. 4 points of damage.
Okay. You're still standing.
And a javelin at Belladonna. 14 versus AC.
No.
We are back up to the top then with Ragnir.
I have a plus 10 to hit this time.
Do you have any daily powers to use?
I've already used my daily power, but I will. Actually, I will shift. Mark both of them.
Or why don't you mark them at the end?
Because I mark it as a free action.
Well, this way you still have the flank.
Oh, that's a good point. Okay, well...
Since it's a free action.
I'll attack him.
Well, shifting is a move action unless you have something that you shift as a free action.
Right. Well, yeah, but I haven't
been attacked. Yeah, right. Attack and then, shift and move. Yeah, and then hit him. Yeah.
I'm going to do...
That is correct.
I'm going to do the Earth Shield Spike again. That's a 27.
Yeah, that.
Are you sure?
Wait, let me check.
Do I get plus 4 to damage as well?
Yeah.
Sweet. So that's 15
I
points of damage to him.
Buff.
He is still not bloodied.
And then I shift one square so I can mark them both. Ha ha! Now you both have to attack me. Well, see, the only thing I do well is getting beat to shit, so I might as well do the people, mark the people so they have to hit me.
Stop trying to hit me and hit me.
I know Kung Fu.
Well, I will shift over so I can get that.
That's a great movie.
Can't believe it's over 10 years old. It's like 10 years
old. I'll just move up that one.
I remember going and seeing that in the theater with my dad. My dad thought that movie was awesome.
What movie?
The Matrix.
Classic Matrix.
Yes.
We went and saw the second one and third one in the theater, and we both
Matrix
went.
Classic.
Hey, I'm
new Matrix, not so hot.
What new Matrix?
3.
2 and 3 were both bad.
Two was
okay. 3, usually, not so much.
I usually accept the second movie.
Like, I own the first movie.
It was a bunch
I don't
of
know anyone anymore.
Okay. My turn?
Yes.
Well, what did you do?
I whiffed.
That is Belda's turn. I'm funny.
She went.
So I'm pretty sure if a 9 missed last time, it means this.
No. EverQuest again. Fizzle.
Oh, goddamn fizzle. You've gotten better at spellcasting, too.
You've gotten better at fizzling.
No!
Don't raise my fizzling. Do you remember the whole, you've gotten better at loading. That game just took so flippin' long.
Well, at least by the end of it, they realized that they were trying to alleviate some of the boredom.
Are you sacrificing a minion?
Yes, that's 16 to hit the minion. And...
Bye-bye, minions.
All the minions go like,
all minions
how are you
gone.
Looking hit point wise?
Me?
It's the minion who finally
I'm
got
down 6 hit
finally
points.
Got his thing. Is like, hey,
healing hit then.
Huh?
Whack!
Damn, there goes my plus one.
Oh, that's right. While you're bloodied, you get a bonus to hit, don't you?
Yes.
That's Dragonborn. Yeah.
Don't heal me anymore. Stop.
It's my job description.
Heal someone else. Thanks.
All right.
Actually, it's.
So that Belda on a 20.
I've used 2.
Why am I on the front line?
Yes, why are you?
Rogar on a 15.
That's how you get the lead in this operation.
I get 14 for crying out loud.
Dwarf, hit the goblin again!
Defender.
Commander Strike.
Oh, you're making me do the Commander Strike?
It's a basic attack.
You better don't get that bonus
no,
still.
No, not anymore.
Yeah, that would be a 22.
Yeah. Do your basic damage plus 3.
8 plus 5 is 13. I do 13 more points of damage to him. I'm like, yes, sir!
And he's
why
still,
did I do that?
Still not bloodied.
I'm like, wait, what did, why did I do that again?
Do it again! Do it! Do it!
Do it! Do it now!
If you had an action point, you could make me do
it. That was a 15 down to a 13. All of my dudes get to go. Mudlord! See if that recharges. No.
Would you have to roll a 6 to make it recharge?
Yes.
Thank God for small miracles.
Oh, lovely. Croaker's going to go ahead and try his foul croak on Belda. Does a 23 hit your fortitude?
Yes.
Ouch.
No, it doesn't.
Let me double check on that one.
Yes.
For 8 points of poison damage.
Okay.
Oh, wait, you're a dwarf.
What does that mean?
You get bonuses to poison.
Bonuses get saving throws versus poison?
Yeah.
Oh, bummer. You don't really get a lot of saving throws versus poisons in this game, either.
Oh, unless you're poisoned. Right now, these guys don't actually... Their damage is poison damage. It doesn't actually poison you.
It just seems like a worthless ability for a class. Be like, you get a plus 5 save versus poison. Oh, did we mention you don't actually get to save against poisons very often in this game? Unlike the last version, like where it actually made sense.
The previous edition, it did ability damage. Here, it's just straight-up damage like AD&D. Mm-hmm. There's no real... There's no need for a saving throw. Just take straight-up damage.
And my lord.
But the barbar loves the ability train.
It's okay.
He shifts back and tries to fiery croak again.
This is not a bad game.
Like, yeah,
I do not like it. Like I like through.
I'm gonna move backwards towards one of my minions.
There's a reason why there's a D&D civil war going on.
Is he gonna sacrifice him?
No.
He's not a minion.
He's a try sacrifice.
Fiery croak, sweet me, right Scott. Here to try to hit both of you guys.
You don't hiss at me when I'm trying to stretch you.
That is a 10 versus reflex and a 16 versus reflex on you. 16.
Yes, you're a cuddly cat. Yep.
10 versus you, 16 versus you. So 16 will hit you, 10 will miss you. And it does not do that.
Is she over there getting attention from you?
By the way, kitty.
7 points of damage.
Okay.
There.
Are you
7
still
points
alive?
Of damage.
No.
Okay.
You go down?
That's what I thought.
Yes.
By the way, kitty, when I kill Cassidy, we're getting a short-haired cat.
Okay.
Yeah, you know what's funny? Most of the long-haired, like, long-haired cats
and
that I've met
Morden's
just have, like,
dead.
The worst attitude.
And
remember Soapy?
Iron Tooth.
My mom's old Himalayan. They used to piss on everything. I mean, everything. Apparently, their long-haired is nasty, mean to Andre. It's like every short-haired cat we have is like, except for Evie, who's just terrified of everybody. He's like, we love people.
Iron Tooth is going. Iron Tooth has gotten quite annoyed with that wolf flanking him.
This was the.
So you'll get a basic attack on him as he swings at the wolf.
Actually, I get an ability.
And actually, he instead of moving, he actually uses his dual axe, so he attacks both of you. So you do get one on him because he is spending one attack
so
on him.
Guess what?
Get your thing.
Guess what?
No, just
I actually shift him before he does his action. It's an interrupt.
Okay.
And I shift him one square in any direction. I shift him away from the wolf.
All
right. It's like...
So, he simply attacks you then.
That's fine. Okay. I can take the damage
too
the wolf
close.
Can't.
Too close! Too close!
Can't be helped.
26 versus AC.
That'll hit.
Are you sure?
For 12 points of damage.
That will just bloody me.
Bloody dwarf.
Bloody thing. To carry on a 9.
Oh, that's me.
He's still not bloodied, huh?
Nope.
I am not.
He's a brute. They have a lot of hit points.
I'm gonna use ranged attack on that guy that I was trying to hit earlier. You know, with short.
The Mudlord.
That's the one.
The Mudman, right.
Uh-huh.
Muddy.
You know the Mudlord
man.
Man.
I hate Mudlord
man.
Man.
I hate mud people. Damn it, Left 4 Dead 2.
18.
Damn it.
versus mud men. Doesn't yeah, matter that hits you, him. Hits all mud on defenses. So
if you get mauled by a whole bunch of them,
you can't see. Yeah.
It's worse than a boomer.
It's worse than a boomer because you can at least make out figures with a boomer. Here, it's just nothing.
That sucks.
Two.
Well, apparently, when we were fighting Mudmen on when we were playing online, we killed enough that I got like an award for like, killing them before they actually even got out of the mud.
Yeah,
so just
he's
two.
The water.
He's still up.
Dead water.
He's not bloodied.
Just the two.
Yeah, definitely. That was definitely a good thing to do. Apparently, because I kept saying more Mudmen. I'm like Mudmen. Where? Oh, they didn't even come out of the water.
Yeah, that. It's a hard to determine whether they're Mudmen or just zombies for me.
How can you tell? I mean, it doesn't look like there's any difference.
Although,
shifts
let me,
away. Well,
they're calling on their hands and feet.
Oh.
And let me tell you, SWAT zombies. SWAT zombies suck.
Why?
Bang!
Misses you, Nathan.
The damage from the front.
Belda misses you, Belda.
Wow.
And Cariona.
They're special affected for each level.
Yeah.
He decides like that instead of hitting Cariona with a javelin, he decides to
throw it at his foot.
Take his ear off with it.
The ear?
Apparently so.
They've got that tympanium.
Obviously, it was a little too close.
Ear swab.
Yeah. Use one of the different ones.
You kill them, they go. Their nose squeaks.
There's actually
he's weakened for six rounds. Okay.
Wow.
The way you honk a nose is you
one for 10 rounds
while they're weakened.
Weakened for 6.
You have to hit
doing,
their nose.
You do half damage for 6.
But you only have to get 10 of them. The way I got it, spray into a crowd. Event, I might hit one of their noses.
All right, back to the top with Ragnar.
I like breaking the hazmat suits and having them listen to go.
Taking their brewer bottle running.
Let's see here.
That's in the car if anyone wants to play.
Well, he loses his mark at the end of the turn because he's not adjacent to me. Sadly, which means he can attack whoever he wants.
And get away with it.
Yep. And I'm going to do... I'm actually going to do... What is a healing surge use?
Standard.
Well, have you done your second wind this
I've done my second wound, yeah.
Okay. Then unless you have a power or someone uses a power that allows you to use a healing surge...
Cannot.
You cannot.
Okay. Well, then I will use strength,
second
of,
win once
I'll use strength of stone.
Okay.
Which strength damage strength
saved
one weapon damage plus strength modifier, and I gain temporary hit points equal to my constitution modifier, which would give me an extra 5 hit points.
I'm trying to keep everybody up.
Which theoretically would pull me out of bloodied again, wouldn't it?
Say it again.
It gives me temporary hit points equal to my constitution modifier, which is plus 5.
Temporary hit points never take you out of bloodied.
Oh, damn. Okay, well, they'll give me 5
extra
points.
But they do
make
you less squishy.
So. Yeah, but they're the first things to go.
Nice.
23.
Against Iron Tooth?
Mm-hmm.
Against what versus Iron Tooth?
AC.
AC, that will hit his AC.
And I do 7 points of damage to him. Drop, you bastard!
Hey, he's bloodied!
He is bloodied. He is bloodied. He starts frothing at the mouth.
That's what I was afraid of.
He's like, no!
Can we heal him a few hit points now?
You shall.
He goes, ah! At you. That's a 24.
Clowns. Hazmat.
Belladonna, on a 21.
The construction
works. Oh, construction works.
I haven't seen the construction workers.
They're immune to headshots.
I feel like one disabled.
Immune to headshots.
All right.
Oh, he's wearing helmet.
Belda on a 20.
Great game.
So yellow means it's weakened, right?
Yes.
Can you reach him, though?
Oh, yeah. Just barely.
Points. Hooray.
Yes. Okay.
What is this? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
You can do it.
Does. Does a 12 hit it?
Hit.
Armor class?
No.
Okay, I swing and miss.
Swing and a whiff.
Swing! Ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-da-da. Swing! Ba-da. Rogar on a 15.
I will go ahead and use guarding attack on Iron Tooth.
Okay.
What is my encounter power?
What did that guarding attack thing do?
If I would have hit, I would have done 2 weapon damage plus 4, and then you would have gotten 5 to your AC for one turn.
Alrighty.
All of these dudes.
No minions left. The croaker is going to stay in the nice, warm, fuzzy thing. Anyway, the mic gets back. The Twitcher. No, the Twitchers don't go yet.
Just sound like names of like zombies and Left 4 Dead. The Twitcher. Rah!
The Mudlord again. Let's see if that recharges.
If they somehow
does not recharge. So he's just going to do the fiery croak again. That an 8 is probably not going to hit your reflex, and a 12 is probably not going to hit yours. So, fiery death over there.
I roll over.
Yeah, you and you go, you suck. Iron Tooth goes after the nearest dude, which would be you, Nathan. And critically fails to give himself a minus 4 penalty on attack rolls for one round.
He obviously gets drunk when he...
I'm just like, push.
Whoa! Carry on a 9.
Okay.
That's exactly what I'm thinking. Coup de grâce.
Okay, I'm going to use careful attack again with my longbow on the muddy guy.
Mudlord, okay. Versus
AC.
That'll hit.
That'll hit. Sweet.
Yep.
That'll do, big.
That'll do.
6 points of damage.
What's is it? Is it a 1 weapon damage or 2 weapon damage?
It's a 1.
Okay.
It's longbow and thunders.
So did you want to use a move action to move your wolf again?
Yeah.
Over to flank.
Let's keep flanking that guy.
Ooh, if you move him to where he gets attack of opportunity, I'd get another.
It's entirely up to you.
How would I get the attack of opportunity?
Well, you wouldn't get an attack of opportunity, no, but
the
you
monster
provoke
monster
an attack of opportunity.
Attack of opportunity, and I get an attack against him because of my ability.
You basically, instead of moving around up to him, you move through his threatened area to get to him.
Okay, I'll do that then.
Okay.
Okay. Well,
he gets the swing minus 4 because of his.
Flimsiness,
yes.
But he's actually attacking Nathan's character?
No, he's attacking you.
But he's
got a minus
4. Because he's attacking you, it triggers trigger one of his
abilities. Yeah.
Okay.
That's what he does.
I'll take it.
21, does that hit?
A 21 will hit.
It's actually against your wolf, not you.
No, yeah, that's fine.
Does an 18 hit that thing's AC? Your wolf.
Yes.
The wolf takes another 7 points of damage from being hit.
He takes another 11 points of damage.
Alrighty. He's still up and not. And still
not
frothing at the mouth.
Yeah, not happy.
Alright. Then on an 8, the Twitchers go. Belda, you get an attack of opportunity on this guy.
Woohoo! Is that the Garmin?
No, it's your
point. I miss.
Okay.
Unless an 11 hits him.
No. They move away from Iron Tooth.
Wow.
Because they've seen Iron Tooth do this before.
The one fluffy.
They're like, oh crap! Oh, crap! Oh, and when you started your turn here, you gained a hit point.
Woohoo!
You regenerated a hit point. Back to the top with Ragnar.
Right, well...
Yes, and the Twitchers, who moved away, all look at Iron Tooth in a very, very scared way.
I'm going to use my encounter power, which is Earth Spikes. That is a 21.
That'll hit.
Okay. That's strength plus weapon plus strength modifier. One. Until the end of your next turn, the target space and each square adjacent to it are filled with spikes. Any enemy that enters the spike-filled area or starts its turn there takes 5 damage.
Ow. Okay.
And he takes 10 points of damage.
Still there. And when he goes next, try to remind me that yeah. He's going to take that 5. And it's just enemies, it says, right?
Yeah, just enemies. Not right. Anyone. Enemies.
So it's just enemies. It's discerning spikes. All right.
Yes.
Belladonna on a 21.
They have FFR. No. Friend or foe ready.
IFF?
Yeah. And if I friend foe. Yeah.
You're still...
You're an enemy.
Yes, I'm still done.
Still down. Belda on a 20.
Now, you said something about charge. What does that do?
A charge attack?
Yes.
You standard make attack. Your movement, and you make a basic attack at the end of your movement, and it ends your turn.
Okay, never mind.
Get him!
Oh, so close.
19?
Yeah.
On the mudlord.
So that's going to hit.
Yes.
Everyone within 5 squares of you.
He takes 11 damage, and you get a healing surge.
Oh, you get to choose.
Well, at this point, all of my encounter powers are gone, which is the one that gives me the radius.
Oh, the radius one? That one was really cool.
I have to choose targets now.
He is bloodied.
So you go back up. So you're no longer...
He too looks at over at Iron Tooth, who is frothing at the mouth, and goes, oh, shit.
Quick, everyone, kick his ass.
Rogar on a 15.
Rogaine, what?
Rogaine.
No, actually...
He can't attack you, or he won't attack you, because he's too busy trying to kill me.
It's an 18 against his fort.
Against Iron Tooth's fortitude. Mm-hmm. Fortitude for him. Hits him.
I bonk him on the nose, dealing 4. You now have +4 to hit and damage.
Step into the... Step into the circle. It's good for you.
It's like, bonk. Get him!
If you're still here next turn, I'll come back and get you.
I'm still in one piece.
Well, the croaker turns over to you and tries to hit you with his... foul croak. Does a 19 hit your fortitude?
No, I've got a fortitude of 51.
Oh, well, then it won't matter if you take 8 points of poison damage. Oh, crap. Nope, you're out of range. So.
Ha-ha!
I thought it was blast of 3, it's blast of 2. So he goes, blah! What do you want? Nobody. Alright. See if this regenerates. Mudlord's like, shit on his dick. Shift over here, because he's smarter than the average bullywug.
Smarter than
And then we'll just move. Bullywug. Away from here.
Sign.
In other words, I could use some help here, probably.
Iron Tooth.
See, this is how you avoid a tsunami. Would all the animals run with them?
Still Iron Tooth swings with a mighty 12 versus AC.
Nope. And he takes 5 points of damage.
And he takes 5 points of damage, yes.
The spikes go, your foe.
And this goes away. No, this doesn't go away. For one round, it does go away. So that was Iron Tooth on a 13. We jump back up to Cariona on a 9.
I'm going to use Call of the Beast. It's an unarmed attack, and it has a range within 10 squares on Iron Tooth.
Okay.
Versus will.
12, 15.
Versus will?
Versus will.
Yeah. Oh, let's see. What's Iron Tooth's will? Yes, that hits his will.
Okay. Just and then on its next turn, the target takes psychic damage equal to 5, plus my wisdom modifier plus 3, which is 25.
No, it's wisdom like, modifier, not wisdom
5
score.
Plus 3, so
5
8.
5 plus 3, 8. Okay. When it makes any attack that does not include your ally nearest to its target.
Okay. So that's then on an 8, the Twitchers.
Oh god.
It's fine.
Look at you hot. But they're going to.
Right.
You like that deck, don't you?
The frogs are running. The frogs are running away.
You okay, Andre?
Hmm? Yeah, I'm gonna go grab Left 4 Dead 2.
In case we want to play it.
Mm. Yeah, someone forgot the car.
All right. Well, this guy who's weakened is not this guy who's weakened. This guy is now stunned. He actually misses next turn.
He goes to throw a javelin and smacks himself in the head.
The other one, however, throws one at his character and crits on him. And the weakened one, however.
I believe you.
You've been making this up all week. Yeah. Who cares? I don't
care. We've been watching you roll dice. We know how you roll. Well, all we can say is thank God for the ones, because otherwise we'd really be up shit creek.
No kidding.
Mm-hmm. Oh, he's blinded for one round.
Cuts his eye.
He licked his eye and looked a little too
hard. Really can't do anything next round, so. But the one that did hit him is going to do 900,000 points of damage. Where is the Twitcher?
Yeah, he's unconscious.
Twitcher!
Just unconscious, though.
You just got critted.
You take 9 points of damage.
Yeah, that's fine.
I'm low. And back up to the top of Ragnar.
Well, I'm gonna mark his ass again, of course.
Of course.
And I'm gonna Earth Shield spike him again, hopefully. Oh. Damn you, die.
Cold out there?
Locks are actually
I cannot
trouble.
Keep it on the table.
Hey.
Rolling dice is hard.
Yeah. You know, there is a d20 at your foot.
D20 at your feet! D20 at your feet!
At least it's not a
counter. It's not a D4. And that is a 9 plus 4. I got a 13. Wait, no. Plus
2 is
15.
Plus 4 is 19.
Oh, plus 4, 19.
With 19, you will hit.
I bapped him on the nose.
Plus 4 to damage, too. So I do 6 points of damage to him.
And
that
that's
plus 4
plus
damage as well.
I said 6 points of damage, right? Oh, no, 7 points of damage. I'm sorry.
Take that
1 plus 4 is 5.
He's
plus 2
not
is
looking
is 7.
Particularly well. That was on a 24. Belladonna on a 21.
You want to stand up?
That's your move,
that fiery seed. Oh, that didn't sound very good.
Spread your seed.
Well, I was shift back to human form as a minor action.
No!
Yeah. No kidding.
I think you guys are going to have a deep, like, throbbing hatred of bullywugs after this.
I already
had,
do have a
had
deep.
One before.
Even more so now.
Yeah, all even right. More so now.
And then I will attempt to storm spike the goblin.
Is that the lightning one?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I like that one.
I did not roll very high. I'm a lot of things don't matter very much. Does a 10 hit his reflex?
It does not.
Okay.
Belda on a 20.
Alright.
I'm still alive!
It's cold.
Please put water in that when you guys are done with it.
Oh, I tend to wash before we leave. Haven't you killed him yet?
He's hard.
That's a 21 to hit.
That'll hit him.
I'm going to laugh if this kills him.
And that is...
He does more damage than I do.
12 damage, and you get a healing surge.
Ooh. He's still up.
Oh, I would laugh if that would kill him. By the way, I can shift one.
I am no longer bloody.
All right. And Rogar on 15.
Yeah, it goes under wild shape.
It's a yeah. 20.
That will hit.
4 to
2. Takes another
4. Yeah, plus 4 to hit damage.
Oh. Andre. Back.
Do I have to do everything myself? He had 3 hit points left. So Iron Tooth goes, fuck. Falls over.
Well, if you want to start beating the
and then his corpse, bonuses. During his turn, his corpse takes 8 points of psychic damage. His unconscious corpse, unconscious body takes 8 points of psychic damage.
Take that. Not overkill. Just
making then on a 13, Lord and the Mud Lord and the Croaker go, shit! 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. 14. That gets him off, and he runs away.
They hit the zone!
They zoned! Quick!
Yes, the Mud Lord says in comments, like, they've killed Iron Tooth! Run! And it's Cariona's turn on a 9.
Get him!
Oh, I'm going to use a ranged attack on the damaged guy there.
The weakened guy?
The weakened guy. Like,
Crit.
Now.
Now you start critting things, yeah. All right, that's the Twitcher. Weakened Twitcher. All right. What are you hitting him with?
Arrow.
All right, double damage. The target's laying speed is halved for D4 rounds.
He's dead.
He's blind.
What's your max damage times 2?
It's a D8, isn't it?
D10.
So you do 20 10. Points of damage. Because arrow bows don't get a...
Any bonuses, yeah.
He has a hit point left after that.
He's blinded first,
and then he
blinded, weakened, hamstrung,
one point away,
and you regain 4 hit points for critting on him.
Yay!
Because that's reality's way of saying thank you.
Thank you for getting rid of these emotions.
All right, he's blind
and bloodied,
so he goes this way because he's blind.
Going around.
Moves twice. Then now is unblinded. That was only for one round, and now goes, This guy's stunned for this round, and this guy goes,
I'm out of here.
Runs away, and back up to Ragnar on 4/24. So that's one move.
Mm-hmm.
Charging him?
No, double just, moving.
Just moving up.
And as a free action, I go,
yoink.
Can't run now, bitch!
Well, he can.
Yeah. Not fast enough.
Oh, and that is for a D4 rounds, isn't it? So, 2 rounds.
So, one more round.
Yes. Alright, Belladonna on a 21.
So,
2 bullywugs still in the field.
Would it be wrong for me to lightning the water?
I'm not in it.
Actually, you take
you're on the bank.
I'm on the bank.
It all depends.
I'm on the bank.
Back up, back up, back up!
Harley, whatever you want to do.
Roll to hit the water?
You do, technically. Hit the space.
Don't roll a 1.
But it doesn't have a reflex. How does it dodge out of the way?
Path of least resistance. All right, you hit the water. Roll the damage.
It's 7 lightning.
Nine. That guy dies.
That guy goes.
Belladonna 20. Ribbon. Ribbon.
5.
I just wanted to own a library.
24 on a crossbow bolt.
That'll hit him. That'll hit the poor Twitcher.
Who hasn't 6 points of damage.
Who hasn't taken damage this turn? Rogar.
Oh, shit.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 7.
You can move 6 and still hit him.
Frog, I offer you this chance to surrender and become my servant. It's best if you accept.
I'm tempted to let me bolt the water.
These things should not be allowed to exist.
Should I give you an opposed intimidate? Yes. Why not?
It's a 21.
Okay. That's on a 15. Go to a carry on a 9 before it gets to go, so.
I'm gonna shoot at it. Yeah.
First, so you're a little closer.
Okay.
How many?
6.
Okay. Everybody's like, stay out of the water.
Why? 8.
Yeah, that misses. On an 8, it drops its spear. And it
goes... Yes, good servant.
One eye.
It's filthy and ugly. I do hope you plan on bathing it.
It stinks too, yes.
We're not allowing that into the camp,
that's
are we?
Not okay.
Well, I don't give a crap what the rest of you say.
You're gonna have to wash it.
It's a frog. It being wet, it happens all the time.
Is the smelliest frog ever?
What are you talking about?
Have you smelt it?
Yes, I've also smelt the dwarves.
You go smell it.
Actually, I smell pretty good. I've been using that pumice soap. It's nice.
This goes.
Yes, I agree with you.
Long time.
See, do it again. Let's see how quickly I can cut it off.
See, as much as the druid would hate it, she's not going to lighten the water with a friend in it. I know Becca wouldn't like that.
With as much as we hate these, sometimes I wonder if Becca wouldn't anyways.
Maybe.
Oh, no.
That's not sleeping in the camp, is it?
Not beep sleeping beep in my tent.
Beep. Beep beep.
It
beep
needs to sleep downwind.
You know, I hear fire is a good cleanser.
We could set it on fire.
Beep. And I could kill you all in your sleep. So shut up.
Beep. Probably we'll try beep it again. Beep.
I've got half a right mind to kill you, at least. Ranger, who cares?
When I look at you, when I look at you.
I'm, like, slowly sharpening my axe.
All right. I have lightning trickling in my hand.
I think we need to find out what's behind this waterfall.
Yes, Bubbles, lead us inside.
Bubbles.
Could you just name it Bubbles?
Give it a name, we can't kill it now.
Yes,
no,
we can.
We just can't eat it now.
All right.
I don't want to eat the thing anyways. It stinks to high heaven.
Just down to the water.
That's not going to help.
Maybe I'll make a ritual.
Tom, take up yours for you. Let's go.
I head into the cave.
I'm going to walk with you.
Anyway, let's carry on.
Actually, before we go into the cave...
Maybe we should, like, camp and
sleep. Looting the hell out of his body.
He didn't have hell equipped. Yeah, I'm sorry.
He had the abyss, actually.
Looting, yeah. Ah, dang.
Oh, dang.
I have one of those.
All right.
I already have 3 of those.
You have 3?
Yeah, I got 3. There's, like, 9 of them, isn't there? 9 levels or something?
No, that's only in hell. This is the abyss.
Actually, the abyss has levels too.
It's infinite.
They say it's the 666 layers of the abyss. That's so lame. I made it the infinite layers of the abyss because it's so much cooler. Chaos goes on forever.
A little bit more realistic.
You walk into what layer of the abyss you go?
All right.
The hell? Oh, the heavens took over this lair.
What?
Where? It's a little slice of heaven in the abyss. Da-doom-tsh.
It's your oasis of fun. Here in the infinite waves right. of chaos.
Amongst your searches, you will find two sets of money, because it was two separate encounters.
Mm-hmm.
4 gold pieces and 17 silver pieces.
Ew, we're rich.
Okay.
You find Jimmy Hoffa.
12 more gold pieces and 48 silver pieces. As I'm assuming you search the... You're searching everything. You go inside the caves and search the cave structures.
Yep.
Iron Tooth... Well, the equipment that you pull off the slimy bullywugs that, are very interestingly nauseatingly nasty. You find about 20 suits of slimy, dirty, grungy leather armor. 20 spears. A quarterstaff off of the mudslinger. The twitchers all have... You get about 20 javelins, roughly. Not off of each of them, but total. Got that. The mudlord, you get another quarterstaff off of him. The den wardens weren't carrying any weapons. And on Iretooth, you find a suit of chainmail, his 2 battle axes, and there is a pouch with a silver key and a message scroll. You were searching his body. That is what is on the message scroll.
Oh, he had access to a printer.
Yes, fantastic.
Hey, look what I found.
Goblins have all this cool technology.
The knife of a tree.
Looking through the cave.
Hey, do you read?
I read a lot.
So you're searching here. Who went into the cave to search around?
I can't read very well. So, that was one of the classes I didn't take a lot of lessons in.
Who went into the cave to search around?
Me.
Okay, so you two, amongst the various things. Some of that stuff was inside as well, obviously. You do find a chest in the back of the cave. It is a locked chest.
Hmm.
The key obviously goes someplace else.
Bubbles, go find me the key.
It's
on Iron Tooth.
Oh, you mean this key?
Yes, over the chest.
Maybe you should make Bubbles open.
Now!
I don't take orders from you.
Maybe.
Make Bubbles do it.
Maybe.
Open the chest.
Maybe. Open the chest, dammit!
That's what I thought.
No, he's just taking the key from you. But...
Count your fingers. You might be missing a couple.
Maybe.
His fingers?
Goes over to the chest, goes, cheek! Click! One eye opens.
Open the chest.
Picks up a stick and goes...
Well, I don't think we have a rogue, so he's doing about what the rest of us would do.
Opens the latch.
Yep, that's about right. Down to this healing charges. Yep, that's right.
Opens the top.
Maybe.
Facehugger goes...
I don't want to see what alien that makes. Kill him now.
Looks inside the chest, his eyes go...
Alright, well, time to go look inside. Bad.
Reaches in, he pulls out a handful of coins that... Eat them.
Well, he can keep those. Right, the rest of us. That's your pay.
Don't grab another one.
Right. Now, minus
Crayon,
those.
Hey.
If it happens again, the hammer's coming down.
By the way, you're going to have a very bad day tomorrow. Move quickly, please. I'm losing my patience.
The chest has a lot of gold coins in it, as well as a suit of chainmail.
Fancy.
This is the goblin's spare suit.
Anyone? Does anyone have the Arcana skill?
Apparently.
You can make an Arcana check, please.
Apparently, it's untrained. How does that work?
You can use any skill.
Mm-hmm. 10.
12.
Ooh, ooh, ooh. Look at that.
That's not it.
That looks shiny.
Yeah, they're shiny. Oh, look.
14.
I will attempt to assist. No.
All right. The it will take a little time, but the suit of armor is magical.
What about the one we found on whatever his name was?
Not magical.
Huh? Neat.
Probably marked that.
Well, I have them separated, so because I'm not stupid.
But the suit,
contrary to popular belief,
the suit is a plus one suit of dwarven chainmail.
Dwarf?
Right. Well, I believe the dwarf should wear it. That's my decree. You, warden, wear it.
Did you read
that?
What? No, you're not warden.
Yes, I am.
Face liar.
Yeah, about that.
Scrape some mold off of the cave.
Yeah. No.
You're not going to wear it?
Maybe the cleric should wear it.
I'm not supposed to be the one taking damage. They're supposed to be swinging at you.
Here's the problem. The way we learn to fight, the more weight I wear, the less protection I have.
All right. I'll take it then.
If I wear medium armor or larger, I don't get my constitution modifier to my armor class. So I lose 5 points off my armor.
All right, the other dwarf wears it then.
I won't have a problem wearing it.
Flash.
Oh.
Secret of the universe.
Oh crap, I wish I'd known that.
What?
Crushing Earth Strength, after I did a second wind, I add
I add
5 damage to my attacks.
Chain shirt. You gain an item bonus to you gain a plus one bonus to your endurance checks equal to its enhancement bonus. So you get a plus one to your endurance checks with it. Plus, it has a daily ability. As a free action, you can regain hit points as if you had spent a healing surge. But it doesn't cost a healing surge.
It's maxi. That's a daily thing?
That's a daily power, yes.
That is maxi.
I'll get you a card for it later.
Okay.
Find that note as well.
What is that armor?
Where does it show my armor on here?
Back page.
Back page.
Well, in other equipment set. Or you do the magic item index, which is...
So if I have chainmail already, chainmail plus one just adds one more to my armor class, right?
Correcto.
See.
I hate you so much.
Hi.
Breaking up, Jessica.
I did a different language.
She used Japanese on you.
I know. We're breaking up. Damn Japanese people.
What's wrong with Japanese people?
No, the people in class. Damn Japanophiles.
I can believe that.
Japanophiles?
Yeah, people who are
You know
Japanese.
The anime girls, the really...
Yeah.
After a rough count, or, you know, you heft it for weight, 420 gold.
Where dwarves were like,
wow.
420 gold.
Alright, well, time to report. Time to take a quick
420
rest,
gold.
And then go to the dragon.
And 5 silver. One copper. There would be more, but someone ate them.
He adjusts his mold beard.
That is an affront to our culture.
It's okay.
Makes a scowling
sure
face
can
like
give
his.
Back later.
They say imitation is the highest form of flattery. Now let's get out of here!
I kind of like the idea of sitting in the little circle out front for a little while and
go rest in the.
I agree.
So,
stand in the circle for a
minute. I know what you all are doing, but I'm gonna go.
And he will be sleeping in the water.
Sleep there!
find him later downstream.
Foul, despicable.
Yes, well, we have to offer them a chance for civilization.
No, we don't.
Everyone deserves a second chance. If you disagree with me, I will pummel you into oblivion.
You really need to work on your mood, buddy.
My pummeling took down that goblin.
Your pokes. I believe it was the dwarf that actually pummeled him into oblivion.
She will lightning your face.
Not in the mood.
Really?
Not in the mood.
Anyway.
I have to sleep first.
Speaking of which, I don't know about you all, but I'm going to spend a little bit of time here in the circle. Going to get a little patched up from the holy juju. And I'm calling it a night because I want to be able to fight tomorrow.
I'm going to laugh if we're all draining energy from other random, like, citizens from the circle.
Like, back in town, there's, like, people like...
these are worshippers of Orcus, so I'm just saying.
Somewhere, you're like...
So tired.
Ruby.
Here
he comes!
Did you have a good time?
I'm assuming you guys are setting up watch.
It was okay.
Yes. Are you going camping in the cave or outside the cave?
I plan on sleeping in the circle.
Okay.
I don't want to sleep in the circle. I would want to
go inside the cave because then we at least have to defend.
It's an easily defensive place. Yeah, I recommend the cave.
Oh, get over yourself! You're a druid.
Yes.
Get over yourself.
At least she bathes.
When it's not my watch, I'm sleeping in the circle.
Wow.
So, what watches are people taking?
I'll take first.
First watch.
I'll take last watch.
I'll take fourth.
How many watches are you having?
Three. We usually break it into three.
Three watches.
I've got last watch. Third watch.
We'll take
last
first.
First watch.
I'll hop on last.
I'll
hop on first.
Me and Bubbles will have second.
Maybe. Maybe.
I will watch from on top of the rubble.
Yeah.
You have 4 hours. Go back to bed. Not much different than all the other fleshy races.
Oh no!
And this nice rancid sort of bile smell sort of wafts through the air around him now.
I'm glad it's over there.
Until the wind changes.
That's why I'm behind the water.
And that's why I push him down the stream.
Wind's blowing that way now.
Yay, part of the circle!
I'm over here, so that's okay.
I'm unconscious in the circle. I'm on first watch, so whatever.
Okay.
Walking around. We're waiting along.
Singing a song. The night passes without incident. So, and that's probably where I will end it for this episode. So. Alrighty, let me figure out XP.
Says somebody.
Irishers, my spy in Brookhall suggests we keep an eye out for visitors to the area. It probably does not matter. A few more days, I'll completely open the rift. Then Brook Hollow's people will serve as food for those Lord Orcus sends to do my bidding. Karel.
Who?
Kal-El.
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 Well, that sounds like something that you get when you eat food.
Sounds like almost like a kernel.
Reminds me more of calorie. But
I was thinking corn.
But, you know, I'm hungry because I'm a dwarf. And what do we do aside from eat and drink?
Dance?
Mine. I don't dance.
Fight?
That I do. Well, we drink and drink and drink and drink and drink and drink and fight. Hey! And if I meet a pretty girl, I'll sleep with her tonight. Looking at my wife and she's not paying any attention to me.
Nope, she hates you.
Yeah.
Everybody,
it's a marriage of convenience for
everybody
her.
Gets 500 experience points.
Woo! We're up to 600.
We're only 400 off of everything.
God, you level like an MMO too. Fucking slow.
No, we're leveling like EverQuest. World of Warcraft, you sneeze, you level.
A sneeze, you're level 2. Yay, you get to level 10. Now it takes you forever.
Not. Dude, I compare it to other Morpegs. EVE Online, slower than Hades. Star Trek Online, slower than Hades.
I haven't actually played Star Trek Online. Isn't it good? I heard the graphics are pretty.
Is the recording on?
Yeah.
Alright.
Vorpal Network and the Gamer's Haven proudly present A Thousand Monkeys production of A Monty Cook Adventure. Tolus, the Knight of Dissolution. An adventure for Dungeons & Dragons 4th Edition. Following the threads of a hidden conspiracy, six heroes find themselves up against insane cultists, wild chaos magic, and horrors from the primordial days of the world. Urban intrigue, dungeon exploration, and high action span the grand city of Tolus, the city by the spire. Join these heroes as they explore a former brothel, the laboratory of the dreaded Surgeon in Shadows, and even secret temples of chaos cults. Can these intrepid adventurers stave off the Night of Dissolution? A dark time long foretold when the slumbering lords of chaos will awaken in their hidden lairs deep below Tolus and bring catastrophe to the world.
Concludes the broadcast from World Control.
You've been listening to the Gamer's Haven podcast. This has been a Thousand Monkeys production. You can find us on the web at www.canadiancrusaders.com. You can email the show at thousandmonkeysproductions@gmail.com. Visit our website to find our episode archives, our actual play, our main feed, as well as promos, links, and a gallery. You'll also find our RPG Now Pick of the Week, our Amazon Pick of the Week, and you can even go through some of our snippet review episodes. We are also shameless, and if you wish to donate some money to the wonderful Gen Con Fund, or just give money to the show in general, there is also a donate button on our site via PayPal. So visit our website at www.canadiancrusaders.com. The Gamer's Haven is part of the Vorpal Network. The Gamer's Haven podcast and Thousand Monkeys Productions and CantCon are copyright by Ethan Parker. Gamer's Haven is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Sharealike 3.0 United States License, some rights reserved. Some music for the show is provided by Joe Hero Band at joehero.com. Other music is used with permission under license. Just like Bruce Campbell.